640, 1320, WILS. Yesterday, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and dozens of other major technology companies protested this proposed change that's about to happen to the U.S. net neutrality rules. Kate Forsey, I should say, is with us, Associate Policy Counsel for Government Affairs at Public Knowledge, which is an organization working to promote free expression and an open internet. Kate, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, first of all, the internet was rolling along, right? 96, there was some kind of a general approach. It's called light-handed or light-touch approach to the internet. And then in 2015, suddenly there was this net neutrality. Well, what happened to bring these rules into place?
Well, so, under the way that we've always experienced the internet, 1996, it was very much in its nascency. And net neutrality is the way that the internet has always worked. You pay for your internet service, and then you get to go where you want, do and see and say what you want online without your internet provider getting to pick and choose or play favorites. But a couple of years ago, some big access providers like Comcast and Verizon started picking and choosing fast and slow lanes for different websites, depending on which ones they wanted to get more eyeballs.
What does that mean, fast and slow lanes? What do you mean?
Well, so an example is, let's say Comcast, they have an interest in Hulu, right? Hulu competes directly with Netflix. So if you without net neutrality, Comcast has the ability to slow down its competitor, Netflix, and speed up Hulu. And this is sort of anathema to the entire way that the internet has been designed to be this open platform where everyone gets to succeed on their merit.
Okay. Were they actually doing that, though? Or?
They were actually doing that. There was a case that Public Knowledge actually helped on that was Comcast was slowing down a website called BitTorrent, and the FCC tried to stop them, but it turned out that there weren't actually rules in place to protect consumers. They wanted to make sure we all get to make choices of what we do and say online, and that's what gave rise to the 2015 rule.
But you're saying basically this kind of manipulation of traffic didn't occur till around 2015 or so?
No, it actually happened in 2008. That was when, you have increased consolidation in the marketplace, and so these big companies realized that they were in a position to start to play favorites online. The FCC wanted to say, hey, that's not how the internet has always worked, and, we're going to step in and make sure that everyone gets a level playing field.
Okay, so since 2015, has there been a noticeable difference in how the internet works?
No, and that's precisely the point. The point of the 2015 rules was to preserve the continued open internet rather than letting your big cable companies pick and choose what you see and what you say.
Talking to Kate Forsey, she's with Public Knowledge. Find her at publicknowledge.org. So who's on what side? If you got Google, Twitter, Facebook on one side, who's on the other side of this fight over net neutrality?
I would say that at this point it's becoming interesting. This is my third time fighting this fight. I did it in 2010 and 2014 and now here in 2017. And you are increasingly seeing people coming to the pro-net neutrality protection side. Right now, I'd say it's really just the big cable and broadband conglomerates who control so much of the broadband marketplace.
So like Comcast, AT&T, Verizon.
Exactly.
So, and they all want these rules to be done away with, you're saying?
Yes, they'd like to get rid of the 2015 rules. They'd prefer to have, quote, voluntary commitments, which, if you can't even trust these companies, at least in my experience, to show up between 12 and 4 p.m., I don't know why we would trust them to not block or not throttle in favor of their deeper pockets.
So in D.C., though, is this a thing where Democrats are pro-net neutrality and Republicans are against these rules?
Well, I think, again, you see in a historic shift. Increasingly, people are saying that they are pro-net neutrality, and there's just a distinction in how people believe it should be addressed. We think that we have these strong rules on the books, and the internet has been functioning very well. There's been increased innovation, investment. The reason you saw all of these companies, 125,000 websites in support of this movement yesterday, was because of the fact that they've all experienced firsthand the benefits of an open internet.
Yeah, the argument on the other side, though, is that this is essentially net neutrality is government getting involved in the internet, that the government is now essentially treating the internet like these providers as utilities, and we want the government out of the internet. So what do you say to that?
Well, I think that I think the way that I'd address that is that this is a very light touch application of rules. The statute, without getting too into the weeds, the statute that they use has a lot in it, but they decided not to apply almost any of it, just one or two simple parts of the statute that say, hey, you can't unreasonably discriminate. People pay for their access, and they deserve to be able to access the websites they want without you playing favorites because you have an interest in this company or that company.
So are you saying the government is not monitoring how these providers are running traffic? Is that what's happening now?
No. So what would basically happen is if you found that a website you wanted to access, so Comcast has an SMBC, let's say they were slowing down Fox News because they disagreed with the viewpoints being expressed there. If someone who was watching Fox noticed that it was being online, noticed it was being slowed down, they could file a complaint with the FCC, and then the FCC looks at it. But they're not necessarily, stepping in every day all the time. It's just when...
But you're saying the rules are much more extensive. They're just not, making these companies stick by all the rules right now. Is that it?
No, it's a rule that ensures that if the companies start to kind of mess around, that there is a cop on the beat who can say, hey, you have to play fair.
Okay. Now, where are we now then? Because the proposal is there. In fact, Ajit Pai is the commissioner that proposed repealing, right, or getting rid of the net neutrality rules. He's actually been on the show many times here before himself. But where are we now with this proposal?
So right now, we've had our day of action, and activists and companies have spoken up. We are in a comment period. That means that the way the FCC works is anybody can weigh in and file comments with the FCC. There will be extensive legal filings, but also, average Americans, I think it's up to 7.1 million at this point, have weighed in. Then there will be a reply comment period in August, and then you likely see a decision possibly in the fall, but there's no set time frame.
Okay, this will be just a vote by the FCC commissioners?
Yes.
Okay. What do you anticipate will be the outcome of that?
I don't want to speculate too much. I anticipate that it will be something less favorable to what we consider, good protections. We think that the rules we have on the books now are the strongest ones. It was a landmark victory for internet users in 2015, as well as, it's not just tech companies, and it's, small businesses, Main Street businesses. I've talked to this woman who has a cattle farm, and she uses the open internet to sell cattle, or to sell rather meat products all over the country, and compete with bigger grocers. Right. So it's that kind of entrepreneurial spirit that we want to ensure endures.
Okay. Well, one last thing: when you talk about slowing down traffic, was it really being slowed down in a dramatic way, or are we talking about just milliseconds difference in websites?
It's that buffering signal that we all have seen before, and that can really affect. There have been studies that have been done that even just a couple of seconds really affects where consumers decide to go online.
Kate Forsey, she's the Associate Policy Counsel for Government Affairs at Public Knowledge. You can find her at publicknowledge.org. Public Knowledge promotes free expression and open internet and access to affordable communications tools. Kate, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
And really explain net neutrality. I think I have a better grip on it now than I ever have before.